90.3 FM KEXP. We are live in Austin, Texas. Hey, that's exciting. Always the first time. Always exciting. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thanks so much for coming out today. It's great to see you here. And even greater to hear you. This is the first of three fabulous days of live music down here at the Austin South by Southwest Music Festival. We are so excited to be here broadcasting live our second year, and even more excited to be back here at the KLRU studios, the home of the legendary Austin City Limits television program. And it's going to be three nonstop incredible days. So great to see many of you out there, and hope even more of you out there listening. And I hope you'll join us for an amazing 3 days here. It's awesome here in Austin. It's rainy, but we hear the sun's going to be coming, and we couldn't kick it off with a better band. Welcome, and thank you so much for coming. This is The Early Years.
We'll be right back.
Early Years live on KEXP. Oh, thank you so much for coming. What a great way to start our live broadcast. It's great to have you here and great to see so many of you out in the audience. Can we get a quick band introduction and want to ask a few questions before we get you to do another song? No, that does not work. How would we make that work?
I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
That's Roger over there on guitar. It's Phil on drums.
Great. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And I understand that you flew in just last night, is it?
We were in New York for a few days.
So okay.
Yeah, so.
So not the longest flight.
No.
Could have been longer. Then.
Yeah.
A bit turbulent. I heard, yeah, Kevin Cole, one of our DJs, said he was this close from throwing up on the plane, but he was afraid that he'd start a chain reaction. So he didn't want to be the first one. And is this your first time in Austin?
Yeah, first time we're down here. So
what do you think so far?
Pretty exciting.
I haven't seen too much of it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I heard you had an exciting ride over here, passing all the great points of interest, Mike Mitre Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. Named after the chap out of Wayne's World, apparently.
Evidently. Dave, is it true that you started the early years as a solo project?
Yeah, it was just me and a few of these pedals down here doing just a solo show, doing sort of wild, sort of psychedelic noise, really. front of about 10, 15 people.
So was this, I mean, other than just being one person, was the sound pretty similar? Because one of the things I love about the early years sound is there's a lot of fuzz, a lot of electronic noise,
that's beautiful melodies. Well, you can build up samples upon samples on that machine over there, so sort of like a one-man band sort of thing, playing one riff repeatedly and then recording that, recording on top, putting a bit of vocals in it, then reversing it and put it through a delay pedal.
That would be fun to see. Yeah. Well, how did these pedal replacements come into the picture?
I don't know if we're pedal replacements. He still likes those more than he likes us.
I did notice that he sent Jeremy out to get batteries for the pedals, so he wasn't willing to do it with you alone. How did the band flesh out from just being you as a solo project?
I was supporting Roger's old band, and basically we thought we could do a better thing together, so we started playing guitar together, and then Phil, I know, back from up north in home from Blackpool, and he came down to play drums. And then we were a three-piece for about 2.5 years. And there was always a bass recorded live on the record, so we got our friend Brendan in to play bass. And
the band is relatively new, yes? How long have you been playing together?
Relatively, yeah.
I think it's about two and a half years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
something like that.
So we put our first album out in September last year.
And we just got it here in January, very new to us. And then right on the heels of that, the Great Awakening EP, you just couldn't wait to give us some more songs.
Couldn't wait to put more out, yeah.
So I imagine maybe you'll take a rest for a while. Are you doing a lot of live playing, or are you already thinking of...
We're writing our second album, actually, as we speak, so...
My goodness, overachievers. Yeah, well. So when the early years have been together for a decade, will you be the later years then?
Yeah, that was the sort of... The idea was that it was because we were going to be called The Years, which is actually a rubbish name, but we're going to... Because it was just me on my own, I thought, well, I'm not going to be on my own forever, so I'll call it The Early Years. But then that sort of stuck, because it's...
The Grey Bearded. It's a better name. Grey Bearded Years, I quite like that.
It's a great name. I'm glad that no one else had it. And I understand, is this true that you were a backing band for a short time for Damo Suzuki, the singer from Cannes?
We did one gig with him the other... It was just one gig, and it was completely improvised. He basically flies around the world picking up bands as he goes around, so we asked him if we could be his backing band. So with no rehearsals... No sound check, nothing. We just piled on stage and
made
it up
was
completely as we went along for about an hour. It was amazing.
Was that in London?
Yeah.
In front of an audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was packed. Yeah. It was absolutely packed.
£10 to get in as well.
Yeah. I've heard he's quite a warm person. He's been through quite a bit.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan. I've read that before. What's on the horizon? I know you guys have a show tonight at 10 p.m.
That's right,
Emo's, if you'd like to hear more of them. I know that my taste buds have only been touched
there
by today's performance. So. And then are you busy here in Austin, or is that...
Yeah, there's a few other things along. I think we're playing at Mohawks as well.
I think we've got a barbecue to do, but it's not looking barbecue weather at the moment, is it?
It's always barbecue weather in Texas, right?
I've heard the Mexican is good, too. Don't let only the barbecue fool you. So diversify and save some room. Well, you got another song in you? I'd love to hear some more.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. This early year, it's live on KEXP.
Simple solution.
When you try to make everything seem right, coming here on your own doesn't matter to me anyway. I'll try. The devil's illusion.
Bringing it home while you're looking.
The Early Years live on KEXP. Such a pleasure to have you here. And the self-titled album, The Early Years, out on Beggar's Banquet, the Great Awakening EP, and already working on a second album. This is a band you gotta love. And you're playing tonight at 10 o'clock Austin time here at Emo's. And this is your first ever show in Austin.
Yeah, first ever show, yeah.
We can put that one down in the KEXP history books. Thank you so much for coming today. And we are KEXP, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas at the KLRU Studios, the home of Austin City Limits. It's so great to see all of you out there. Thank you so much for coming.